From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, October 31st. Coming up, we'll learn more about what it's like for kids and teenagers who show livestock at one of the largest competitions in the U.S. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The state's annual public school report card shows students have largely caught up to where they were before the pandemic in reading, but are still struggling in math. Sarah Karp reports.
Nearly 35% of Illinois 3rd through 11th graders scored at a proficient level in reading and writing on tests given last spring. That's only 3 percentage points below where students were pre-pandemic. State Superintendent Tony Sanders says it's especially good because Illinois has one of the highest standards for reading proficiency in the nation.
Great sign for the state of Illinois that we are really back on track, specifically in English language arts. Math, we still have more work to do.
Only 27% of students reached proficiency in math. Sanders says going forward, he wants to make sure students are getting high-quality math instruction. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.
Black students across Illinois grew their reading skills last year faster than any other group. IPM's Emily Hayes has more on the state's annual education report card.
Meade Park Elementary School in Danville stands out among East Central Illinois schools. Black students there increased their English language arts proficiency more than almost anywhere else in the region. Principal Tanner DeLoyer says it comes down to the way teachers treat their students.
We're a, high poverty school, and we just don't let our students make excuses for that. We have some of the brightest kids in the area, and we just have to push them to find their potential.
He says they also buy school supplies for all students, pay teachers extra to tutor, and more. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Illinois taxpayers have been spending up to $49,000 a month to pay a single contractor at the Illinois Emergency Management Agency. Amy Gentry was paid about $240,000 from February through August of this year to be the executive assistant to IEMA's director. She helped schedule meetings and visit disaster sites, among other duties, before leaving the lucrative post this week. Sun-Times reporter Lauren Fitzpatrick says Gentry billed the state $156 an hour under special pandemic-related contract rules. The agency says the hours Gentry logged reflected the work she did and her extensive knowledge. Gentry's been paid more than $1 million in all of her contracted roles since 2020. The Fighting Illini football team is on the road this week to play the Minnesota Golden Gophers. IPM News reporter Colin Highslope has more.
The Illini will look to get back in the win column after losing their homecoming game 2 weeks ago to Wisconsin in dramatic fashion. Illinois currently sits in last place in the Big Ten West Division, while the Golden Gophers are in second. Head Illini football coach Brett Bielema spoke earlier this week about where the Illini's focus is.
There's a lot of different things going on, and I'm just trying to do everything we can to beat Minnesota, and that's got to be the focus of every person in our program.
Illinois and Wisconsin kick off at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, November 4th. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about what it's like for kids and teenagers who show livestock at one of the largest competitions in the U.S. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The second season of World on Fire from Masterpiece takes viewers from the war-torn streets of Britain deep into Nazi Germany and beyond. The emotionally gripping World War II drama follows the lives of ordinary people grappling with the effects of war. Season 1 is streaming now on WILL Passport. All 6 episodes of Season 2 become available to friends of WILL beginning the evening of October 15th. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. More than 4,000 head of cattle, sheep, pigs, and goats were shown at the American Royal Livestock Show over the last few weeks. This Kansas City, Missouri event goes all the way back to 1899. This year, exhibitors as young as 7 years old traveled from all over the country to compete. Harvest Public Media's Eva Tesfaye brings us this audio postcard on what it's like for kids and teenagers who show livestock at one of the largest competitions in the country.
My name is Bree Inglow, I am 9.5 years old. I am from Carbondale, Kansas. My cow's name is Kinsley. Sometimes after we wash her and comb her and all that, I'll give her kisses all over. I am going to enter Kinsley in showmanship. I feel pretty nervous and I have butterflies in my tummy, but as soon as I step in the wing, I feel like I'm home. Because when I'm in the wing with my cow, they just calm down and it's my happy place. There's a lot of lambs. The lambs are in some cages, some are asleep. There's a lot of blow dryers, a lot of stuff going on. My name is Andre Carter. I'm from Perkins, Oklahoma. I'm 10 years old, and this is my lamb, Beat-Up. He's a sheep. I like him a lot, and he's a pretty good lamb. I got into this because my dad showed lambs, my grandpa showed lambs, and then my sister showed lambs, and then I start showing lambs. Sometimes before I go to my class, I watch other people who are more experienced with sometimes better lambs and how they place and how they set up and how quick they do it.
My name is Riley Stuker from Lee County, Iowa, the very southeast tip, and I'm 18. So when we come to these shows, we class our pigs when we show them by weight. And so behind me is a scale, and I'm weighing my pig. It's more than just learning how to care for livestock. It's learning how to communicate with people and how to deal with one of the biggest things I've learned is dealing with your losses, because the main thing we're doing here is trying to win a show, but you win way less shows than you'll ever lose, I guess. I sacrificed basically everything I had. I gave up all my sports and everything for this, so it's something that I really enjoy and hope to make something out of.
My name's Catalina Cutshaw. I'm from Lewisburg, Kansas, and I'm 15. This is little Dale. I'm about to go in the holding pen so I can show. I'm kind of nervous. My grandma just got here, so I'm excited because she drove all the way up here to watch me. She just gave me a coin for luck.
Good girl. Yeah. An angel. It's a little angel.
Results of class number 3 in the pick in 10th place, Mason Flory from
Kansas. I'm Allison Throckmorton. I'm 8 and I'm from San Antonio. This is Tornado. He's named Tornado because Kansas City sometimes has tornadoes. I think it's fun having like sheep, because once you get to train him, he's not so crazy. I feed him, water him, make sure he's good, exercise him, and that's almost all I do with him. I got six. Everything was pretty good. He didn't jump. He walked all the time. So I think that's good.
This audio postcard on the American Royal Livestock Show in Kansas City was produced by Harvest Public Media's Eva Tesfaye. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy and blustery, with a chance of flurries and a high of 39 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Sarah Karp, Emily Hayes, Alex Degman, Colin Highslope, and Eva Tesfaye. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Happy Halloween!